Always be good to visit with our friend Dr. Gary Laceville every year at the National Farm Machinery Show. And Dr. Laceville, always good to see you, but good to be back in this year 2022.
Oh, it's great to be back face to face. I tell you, I've missed it. I'm about zoomed out. So I'm delighted to be back and delighted to see this big crowd. And I'm glad to see everybody optimistic in spite of some high prices and things. So it's good to be back and visit with old friends like you. And I appreciate you've been here coming a long time. And the person who trained you had been here a long time. So delighted to be back. And we're working forages as always. And a lot of interest, a lot of questions about forages. People are looking, especially at the legumes. How can we use those more efficiently to furnish our nitrogen and give us a better quality feed? So we're looking at that. We're also looking at, of course, the novel endophyte fescue. Still a lot of questions about that, and we've got a new book out on that. So we're talking a lot about that. So I have a big group of seed producers with me from Oregon, and they work a lot and produce a lot of great publications. Dr. Don Ball and I work with them and write a lot of them. And it's always good to come back and have all of these folks in Louisville, Kentucky. And I encourage them to spend a lot of money in Kentucky because we need it now. But anyway, it's good. Always good to see you here. And it's one thing, you know, to reconnect every year. But when you miss a year, it's really good to come back and reconnect.
You mentioned forages and that's what you guys are talking about. What's going on these days? What are you guys working on out there in the forage arena with Oregon forage producers?
A lot of things. Trying to produce the highest quality seed of any variety that a plant breeder can come up with. That's what they're doing. And they're professionals. Here in Kentucky, we're not seed producers, but we can breed good ones. Like Dr. Tim Phillips bred a really good fescue. Norman Taylor's bred some really good clovers before his passing. And then we send them out to Oregon to be reproduced. They can get fescue, for example, they average sometime about 2,500 pounds per acre, and then they bring it back. Nothing changes on the genetics. So most people that you and I deal with probably don't realize if they buy fescue or red clover that most of that's grown in Oregon, but they do. They're professionals, and then we use it. So we're working on a lot of different things now in conjunction with still working with the University of Kentucky, doing a lot of programs with them. For example, next week down at Bowling Green is the Alfalfa Conference, so still working with Alfalfa, still working a lot with the fescues and orchard grasses, and there's a lot of interest in cover crops, and of course we work with the crimson clovers and the rye grasses there, and then with all the clovers, and you know, you and I have done a lot of programs on clovers and alfalfa, and I think right now is a very important time for them. And this show is really important because for us in Kentucky, February, early March is a very important time that we seed those. So this is a good time, and it's a time to just remind people, and a lot of them will go home from the show, and if they haven't done it, they'll get into it and go and seed some. So we really want that. You know, the price of inputs have really gotten high, and the price of fertilizer. We want every dollar spent on fertilizer to go as far as it can. We want to produce a high quality product, and then we want to utilize that and not waste it, whether it's in a hay program or a grazing program. And that's what we're talking about to producers today. We can't do a whole lot about the prices, but hopefully we can help whatever investment they made to get the most out of it.
I think farmers, Dr. Laceville, this day and time, they're very concerned with what they're growing on the farm. Is it doing what my cattle need or my sheep or whatever they're growing it for there? Is it producing the kind of feed they should be for the animals, right?
Well, they've been concerned about not only the quality but the quantity for here, because that quantity drives the economics. But they've taken on an added dimension in the last 15 plus years. They want to know, what is this doing to my soil? What is this doing to my water? What is it doing to the air? And, you know, the farmers are more concerned about our environment than anyone we're going to hear on the news tonight talking about it. They live there. Their children fish in the pond. So we are concerned, and our farmers are doing a great job, whether it's cover crops, whether it's grass waterways. And they've been doing that for years, just unfortunately not getting the credit that they deserve. So we're trying to produce a high-quality product for the market, whether it's in the form of wool or meat or milk, or whatever that we can do. And that's the goal. And I think there's a commonality among farmers that want to do that. it's not always easy when you feel like some of the regulations may be against us, and certainly now with this supply chain situation, shortage, you know, the National Hay Association that I work with is just down the hall here, and you know, they're concerned about just getting baler twine, just to bale hay. So those are real concerns.
Well, it's always good to see you. You guys are here in the South Wing where you always are.
Always
invite your friends to come out and see you.
We are. Come back anytime, and it's always a delight to see you. And it's good to see you mentoring these young people today.
I got my number one study here, my daughter, and she asked me last year, Dr. Lightsville, she said, can you be my mentor? I said, absolutely, I'd love to do that. So it's great to have her.
You've got a wise young lady that wants to, if I was young, I'd want you to be mentoring me as well. Thank you.
Here, Lightsville, we're the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville.